Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Last week, the prospect of a time of use or congestion charge for some Auckland roads got over the latest hurdle, with Auckland councillors voting in favour of allowing staff to make a submission to the government about its legislation. Auckland's congestion problem costs our economy up to $1 billion annually. To address this issue, time of use charging would charge road users during peak times to encourage people to use public roads in the most productive way possible. In other news, Auckland Council sold its remaining Auckland Airport stake last week as part of their long-term plan for the next 20 years. The $1.1 billion dollars from selling these will be returned to the Auckland Future Fund. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics, asking him firstly about time of use charging. The prospect of a time use or congestion charge for some Auckland roads got over the last hurdle last week, with councillors voting in favour of allowing staff to make a submission to the government about its legislation. Firstly, how would this policy work?
So with the time use charging, we've got a long journey ahead, actually. So our vote was to sort of input into the enabling legislation, which would allow them to actually design a scheme, right? So that work hasn't even been done in terms of, do we do motorway tolling? Do we put a cordon around the city centre? How much do we charge? Are there exemptions for people for disabilities or low income, or, you know, all those kind of things? They all have to be decided yet. So we're still very early in the journey. But it is important that we keep people in touch with the journey too, because there's going to be a lot of feeling and a lot of debate around the city on whether it's a good idea and what we need to do about it. So, yeah, that's where it's at the moment. It's still, unfortunately, a watch this space a little bit.
Michael Wood from Etu has pleaded for Auckland Council to not forget about low-paid workers with this policy. Do you think that this policy would disproportionately impact those on lower incomes?
Yeah, so speaking personally, I do have real concerns about a motorway charge or a congestion toll having that impact on low-income workers, because when you think about it, it's a regressive tax, right? Poorer people will pay a larger portion of their income on paying for that toll. So what do we do? Do we look at exemptions or something like that? Because the other thing is the design of the city. Quite often it's lower-income people that have had to move out further and further away, but we get hit with a toll. So we've got to be really careful with those decisions, and I'm really glad that Michael Wood raised that with our committee.
Is there an indication on where council is currently sitting at in terms of possibly involving exemptions?
Not really. Look, I think there's some sympathy across the table for the sort of points that Etu raised. We do need to look at, I think, particularly disability, our disabled community. That's a no-brainer. We've got to work on that one. So that's kind of where it's at. But like I said, it's still really early stages. If anyone's got any views, feel free to get in touch with your councillor and share them, because it's now the time that we can sort of start to look at that stuff.
And councillors Wayne Walker and Mike Lee spoke against the time of use charge, saying that they don't believe Aucklanders wanted to pay extra for something else, particularly with the significant increases in public transport fares coming up. Do you think a time of use charge is the most effective way of solving congestion?
Speaking personally, I've got real concerns with the approach, and it's just in line with what Etu said. I worry about the effect on low-income workers, and particularly on suburban Auckland, which, you know, where I represent as well. So we've got to, if we're going to design a scheme, we've got to design it with those things in mind. I supported it through to this stage because I just want to see what comes back and then have that public debate. I don't want to stop that debate at this point. But I want to get people feeding back on that and designing a scheme that works. Or if it doesn't work, then that's fine too.
Moving on to our second topic today. Last week, Auckland Council sold its remaining stake in Auckland International Airport for around $1.31 billion. This was part of Council's long-term plan for 2024 to 2034. Why did Council sell its remaining stake?
Yeah, so we have recycled that into a perpetual investment fund. So it's not necessarily seen as an asset sale. It's recycling into other investments that will produce more dividends for the city. And actually, we got a pretty good price for that too. So we're already making gains, and those gains will be felt directly on the streets of Auckland in the years to come.
The sale, as you say, will return at least $1.13 billion for the Auckland Future Fund, a council-controlled organisation. What will returning this money to this fund seek to do?
Yeah, so what it's going to do is it's going to pay us dividends every year. We're going to reinvest into the city and the city services and making them better. Part of that dividend, though, we're going to put straight back into the fund. So that's going to be growing and growing and growing for generations of Aucklanders. So, look, I'm really proud of it. I think it's going to operate very well, and it's going to really produce some good things for our city.
And this comes after Wellington City Council voted to stop the controversial sale of its 34% share in the airport in October, a sale which divided the council and cast its usual voting blocks to one side. What implications, if any, do you think the Wellington Airport decision has on Auckland Council and its Auckland Airport shares?
Yeah, look, I think in Wellington it's a completely different situation. For starters, they had a hell of a lot more of them than we did. They had a fairly large chunk there. And so that's a key consideration. But at the same time, look, Wellington, I understand it, we're looking at a future fund kind of thing as well as Auckland. So we'll be watching that in the 3 years to come and how that operates. But I understand there was plenty of feeling involved in that vote. Yeah, definitely.
That was Auckland Council's Shane Henderson speaking to me about the proposed time of use charging to solve congestion problems and Auckland Council selling their remaining Auckland Airport shares last week.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.